Chapter 14. Sin couldn't breathe as his brother's harsh words rang in his ears. He looked down at Kat on his bed, and while she might be burning with a fever, there was no sign of her changing over into a demon.
"What do you mean she's converting? She wasn't bitten."
Zakhar indicated her with his hand.
"Trust me, I know the symptoms. She's becoming one of them."
Sin cradled her against his chest. Even though she was unconscious, her eyes were half open. Her body was completely limp. Her features were as beautiful as ever. Calm, serene.
She wasn't becoming a demon. He refused to believe it.
There was no sign of her teeth changing, of her hands deforming. She looked as she always did.
His brother was wrong. "She's just sick."
Zakhar laughed at him.
"An immortal goddess, sick. Have you lost your mind?" "I get sick," he said defensively. "It's possible she gets sick too." "Do you really believe that?"
No, but he wanted to desperately. He honestly couldn't cope with the thought of her becoming a demon he'd have to kill. Sin tightened his grip on her, afraid Zakhar might be right.
"What can I do?"
"Kill her."
"Bullshit."
There was no mercy in Zakhar's eyes as he watched Sin.
"You know what I know. There's no cure for this. There's no way back. Once the conversion starts, it's over for the victim. All you can do is put her out of her misery."
Still, he denied it. The thought of killing Kat. He couldn't bear it. In only a short time, she'd come to mean way too much to him.
"You're immune to the demon venom."
"Am I?"
A cold chill went down Sin's spine.
"Zakhar."
Zakhar laughed.
"You were a fool to come for me, Nana."
He leapt across the bed at him. Releasing Kat to fall back on the mattress, Sin caught him, and they slammed into the wall. Zakhar looked normal, except for the single set of fangs in his mouth. A tremor of anger went through Sin.
"Who the hell are you?"
"I'm your brother."
"No, you're not."
He slugged his fist into Zakhar's jaw, knocking him to the floor. This wasn't Zakhar. This was something else entirely.
"Katara!"
Sin shouted.
"If you can hear me, get your ass here now!"
As Zakhar stood up slowly and wiped the blood from his lips, he tisked at Sin.
"How pathetically weak you've grown. Do you now have to call for backup from a woman?"
Sin raked his brother with a sneer.
"She's not my backup. She's your babysitter."
He blasted Zakhar with a god bolt, and he didn't let up. Zakhar tried to run, but he couldn't. Every time he tried to stand, the blast would knock him back to the floor. With Zakhar squirming in a corner, Sin kept him pinned until Katara showed herself in the room. She actually looked excited as she saw him frying his brother.
"Good man, kill the bastard."
But Sin didn't kill him. He couldn't do that to his own twin. He could only beat the shit out of him, and that only when Zakhar deserved it. As soon as Zakhar was unconscious, Sin stopped pounding him with the bolts. He knelt by Zakhar, who was slumped on the floor, and double-checked his pulse. It was strong and frantic against Sin's fingertips. Satisfied that his brother would live, Sin laid him down more comfortably on the floor and covered him with a blanket. Sin looked up at Katara, who was standing next to his bed.
"What do you know about Galu conversions?"
She shrugged.
"Not much, really. I'm the other Pantheon, remember? Why?"
"Because I think Kat was bitten by them."
He went back to her on the bed. She was shaking now so badly that her teeth were chattering, and she still didn't wake or respond to him.
"I need you to stay here while I get her help."
Katara's face paled as she realized what was wrong with Kat.
"There's no help for this. You know that."
He shook his head.